91X News.
It's minus 5 and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Molly Little. At around noon, police and fire crews reported to the area of Highway 2 and White's Road, where one man was trapped under a vehicle and in need of medical attention. One eastbound lane of Highway 2 was blocked due to the collision. The United Way of Quinte has surpassed its goal of $2 million of last year. LaShana Blair White has the story.
At this morning's breakfast celebration, United Way of Quinte announced it has exceeded its goal of $2.1 million for the year. They raised $763 over their target goal. Lindsay Harker, Resource Support Coordinator, says the team was ecstatic about the news.
Very excited and just happy, you know, with the money that's raised. It means that the programs and services that are funded are going to continue to be funded the next couple of years.
There will be about 45 agencies that will be funded through the money that was raised. Harker says United Way is already making plans for this year.
We are strategically going through each account to try to figure out, you know, what we can anticipate for next year, but it will not be until September of this year where we will announce what our new goal is, because we will campaign from September till December of 2016.
Harker says their success is due to the efforts of the community and hope to have their support in the years to come. LaShana Burr-White, QNET News, Belleville.
The Quinte Arts Council is trying some new things to try and raise money for their programs. Bevan Hamilton has the story.
The economic downturn is challenging businesses everywhere to turn to alternative funding methods, and Quinte Arts Council is no exception. The council has started a campaign on GoFundMe.com to raise money for art programs for students. Executive Director Carol Feeney says it's the first time they've done something like this.
Well, we were looking for new and interesting ways to raise funding for our programming, and we thought we would try it out on our arts education program.
But the campaign isn't going so well yet. In 8 days, only $20 has been raised. Still, Feeney says she isn't discouraged.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's about the, you know, the time of year and all that. It's right after Christmas. I'm going to be doing some more posts. I thought a good idea would be to give examples of what our world music and dance concerts look like. I mean, you have to keep communicating with people and give them new information.
Even though Feeney has set a February deadline to raise their goal of $10,000, she says the art programs will go on regardless, although there may be some cuts. Bevan Hamilton, QNET News, Belleville.
Ice fishing on the Bay of Quinte has taken a hard hit after the mild weather. Officials say the winter weather may impact future fishing. Sam Reed has the story.
Fishermen may be disappointed this summer as the milder winter weather is expected to decrease the fish population in the area. Jim Hoyle, a government biologist, said local fishermen may see less walleye in the Bay of Quinte.
The production of young walleye is related to how cold the winter is or how severe the winter is. And in cold winters, we usually see that the spawning is more successful.
Hoyle said because the winter is so mild, less walleye will be reproduced. He added that predators could also be a factor.
One of the walleye's main competitors and predators, the white perch, often has a die-off because of the cold winter. And when that happens, the survival is much better.
Hoyle said the warmer winters make it harder to predict how the upcoming fishing season is going to look. Samantha Reed, QNET News, Belleville.
The Ontario government is investigating the cases of listeria infection. Within 5 provinces, 3 out of 7 cases were reported in Ontario. All patients were hospitalized and one person has died. However, the government didn't confirm if listeria caused the death. Listeria is the bacteria found in soil, water, and animals. The most affected to this disease are pregnant women and older people. The Ontario Ministry of Health suggests public to avoid raw vegetables and meat, refrigerated seafood and fish, and unpasteurized milk. The Canadian Pacific Railway, which posted record profits and revenue last year, says it plans to close 1,000 positions as it adjusts to lower shipment volumes. John Cotter reports.
The Calgary-based company says most of the cuts will come from attrition and kick in by mid-year. Since 2012, the railway has cut between 6,000 to 7,000 positions. Canadian Pacific made the announcement on a conference call after releasing its fourth quarter and year-end results. The company reduced its workforce by 12% last year, eliminating nearly 1,800 jobs. John Cotter, The Canadian Press.
The future of a General Motors plant in Oshawa is still up in the air after Economic Development Minister Navdeep Bains met with CEO Mary Barr today in the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Bains says he wasn't able to get a firm commitment that the automaker will keep the plant open after it stops producing three vehicles this year.
I talked about not only Oshawa, I talked about, again, overall our footprint going forward in Canada. And she understood that Canada has stepped up in the past, particularly in the role that Canada played in terms of making sure that GM and Chrysler, for example, were able to sustain their business. So she showed an enormous amount of appreciation for that.
That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
You'll find it.
Do you know where to find the latest fashions that will make you stand out from the crowd? Quinty Mall. Do you need to find a gift that's the perfect fit for that someone special in your life? Quinty Mall. With over 125 stores and services for you to choose from, Quinty Mall is the best place for you to fit in and stand out. Visit QuintyMall.com anytime for more information. Quinty Mall. Fit in. Stand out.
Everything we do is just for you at Quinty Mall.
QNET Sports. The Trenton Golden Hawks are now 33-3 after a win at home last night. Mo Cranker has more.
The Trenton Golden Hawks downed the Oakville Blades with a score of 5-2 last night. Despite being down 2-1 after the first period, head coach Jerome DuPont says everyone chipped in on a solid defensive game.
You know, I thought it was a pretty good team effort. I don't know if there was any one guy. I thought the D was pretty strong, and generally when our D's strong, we have a good game.
Starting goaltender Daniel Urbani echoed his coach and credited his teammates for playing a disciplined second and third periods.
I know we were down in the first period there, and the team rallied back, which they've been doing all year. But just defensively, you know, I think we played a strong game. I think in the first there's a couple blips, but overall, I think we played really well.
The Golden Hawks' next game is in Wellington this Friday. Bo Cranker, QNET News, Trenton.
The starting goalie for the Trenton Golden Hawks is taking the next step in his hockey career. Sean McIntosh has more.
Daniel Urbani has backstopped the best Junior A hockey team in all of Canada this season, and next year he'll be playing for a Division I NCAA team south of the border. He'll be in Buffalo, New York, playing for the Canisius College Golden Griffins. He says it'll be a tough task going from Golden Hawk to Golden Griffin.
Yeah, it'll be a transition. I think over the years of junior hockey, you know, the whole pace has just totally slowed down for me. You know, in your first year, everything's kind of fast and can't really keep up to it, and even now you're just kind of slow and everything, but it'll be the transition period, but I think I'm ready for it.
Jerome DuPont is the team's head coach and general manager. He praised Urbani for his time as a Golden Hawk.
Daniel Urbani has brought leadership and stability and a consistent good effort between the pipes, and he's so deserving of a scholarship to Canisius, and he'll be a great Division I goalie. Like, I think he'll be a starter next year. He's that good.
Urbani's final season has been one to remember. He currently leads the league in goals against average and wins, and sits second in shutouts and save percentage. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Trenton.
The Wellington Dukes are having another successful season, led by their top scorer, Luke Brown. Cam Kennedy has that story.
The Wellington Dukes are currently one of the hottest teams in the Ontario Junior Hockey League, with one of the reasons being the success of star forward Luke Brown. The 19-year-old from Napanee currently leads the league in scoring with 32 goals and 34 assists for a total of 66 points. Coming into this season, the success Brown is having was the benchmark set by himself.
I kind of set a goal, I guess, to kind of lead the team in scoring, have 60 or 70 points. So I guess I'm kind of getting there. Been struggling a little bit lately, but I'm sure it'll come again. So hopefully get a few in the upcoming games.
Brown's hardworking mindset on the ice is also carried over off the ice as well, according to the Duke's assistant coach, Ryan Woodward.
Luke's really stepped up, like, as a leader, you know, in the dressing room, on the ice, and off the ice. And, you know, he's really worked hard at his game and gotten stronger in the off season, and then he's been rewarded for his hard work.
Brown and the rest of the Wellington Dukes will look to build off of a 7-2 win over the Pickering Panthers last night when they host the Trenton Golden Hawks on Friday. Cam Kennedy, QNET News, Wellington.
It's a busy night in the NHL with 10 games scheduled, including 6 Canadian teams. The Toronto Maple Leafs are home to the Carolina Hurricanes at 7:30. The Raptors are off tonight and face the Miami Heat tomorrow night. They are coming off of a win. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: at 4:10, it's minus 5. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of minus 14. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of minus 3 and a low of minus 16. And Saturday, sunny with a high of minus 7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Molly Little. News on 91X next at 5.